for you to understand the fourth step and the inventory process. Years ago, I had the opportunity of doing many fourth and fifth steps with people. In the days of before, what I would do, people would arrive at my front door and they would bring their written fourth step inventory. They would then take it and dump it on me. At the end of their visit, I basically had all their garbage. They walked out, they felt better. I felt miserable. The purpose of the fourth step is not to dump garbage. It's to recycle it. It's to change it. It's to experience the newness and the growth from it. After all, it is our history, our garbage. It is the things that have happened to us in the course of our life. And it's up to us to own it, to look at it, and to use it as the fertilizer that will help the new plant, the new person within us, to grow to our potential and grow to our beauty. In the fourth step, we also look at kind of an analogy, a simple analogy. Back in 1968, I was driving home from North Philadelphia. And as I passed a street corner, I saw something. I pulled up in my car. I was at the corner of 6th and Spring Garden. On that corner, they had just finished demolishing an old building. Something caught my fancy, caught my eye. So I stopped the car, I got out, and I looked. I went into this big empty lot, and what amazed me was that right in the middle of this lot, there was a tree growing. I guess what fascinated me was, how did that tree get there? Why would they plant a tree if they were just going to build another building? And then finally it dawned on me. That tree probably had been growing deep down inside underneath the factory, and its roots had been there probably for years and years and years. Finally, when they demolished the factory, broke the concrete, opened it up, all of a sudden, the beauty, the strength, and the power of those roots came alive. When the tree saw sunlight, it started to grow. I use this as an analogy because in each and every one of us, there is that inner child, that special little part of us that has been waiting and waiting and waiting. It's just waiting for each and every one of us to release it, to open it, to break the concrete. And the more we are able to let go of, the more we are able to release the negative things inside of us, the more we give ourselves permission to begin to discover the beautiful, positive person that we have inside. And yet, it's up to us to give ourselves that permission. In the fourth step, we literally give ourselves permission to begin to open up a whole new dimension, a whole new concept of ourself as a person. In this step, we actually begin the process of affirming, of growing, and of developing the beautiful, positive person within. So when we ask a codependent to do an inventory, we ask you to look at it from a totally different perspective. We ask you now to sit down and to begin to dream, to begin to look at the potential and the beauty of what's possible inside of you. As you do your inventory, sit down and do not dwell or go back over the past, but sit down and dare to dream what you want and what could be. For example, sit down with a pencil and paper and simply write and develop on paper your perfect family. Go back and recreate on paper the mother you always wanted, the dad you always wanted. Go back and recreate the environment, the family. Go back and recreate the love, the energy, the things that you always wanted in that little child of yours. And dare to give yourself permission to look and put down on paper your dreams, the things you've always wanted in life. Now, many people, when I tell them this, say to me, but why am I doing this? This is simply fantasy. It's not real. That's not true. You see, one of the things that we have to do to get out of our negative self is to begin to open up inside of us the potential.